is Dominic from San Diego.
Dominique, alcoholic addict. And, you know, when I say alcoholic addicts, because when I drink, I drug, and when I drug, I drink. And when I do both those things, I like to get behind a wheel and wreck any vehicle I have. I like to go to the bars. I like to fight. I'm what the book calls dangerously antisocial, which means I'm either going to harm myself or I'm going to harm someone else. I'm also what happens with the book says I become a lone wolf. You know, I isolate and, you know, I forget about everything, everyone, and I kind of shut out the world. My story is pretty much similar to a lot of us here. You know, jails, institutions, and death was a big part of my story. You know, it took me all the way down to homeless. I had absolutely nothing. I was living on the streets in Colorado for about 2 years. Came out to San Diego, lived on the streets of San Diego for about a year. And, you know, just by the luck of the grace of God, I was walking by the Alano Club in El Cajon on Washington Street. I had no idea what that place was, but I needed to use the restroom. And so I walked on in there, and I asked about a restroom, and they kind of looked at me, and they said, "Hey, you belong here." And I said, "No, I'm just here to use the restroom." And so I used the restroom, and then someone reached their hand out to me and introduced themselves, and I just started talking, and they asked what I was doing, and how long they obviously knew I was homeless because I stunk and had holy shoes, backpack, you know, the whole nine yards, and said, "Hey, why don't you stay around? Why don't you stick around for a meeting?" And I said, "Well, I ain't got nothing else to do. It's hot as shit out there in El Cajon, and air conditioner's on in here, and there's free coffee, and I think there was some stale donuts." And so I stayed around, and I heard a few things, and it was weird how it was the similarities that kind of got me. And they talk about it all the time, and it never really hit me till later on, but there's the similarities that I caught that I heard this gentleman get up and say that he was a hope-to-die alcoholic dope fiend. And I said, "Well, shit, that's me." You know, and he told me at that time he had like 24 years clean and sober. And I said, "Shit, I wonder if I could do something like that." And, he had 24 years. Yeah. And so I stayed for that meeting, and I came back the next day. Fortunately for me, I never left. El Cajon Alano became my home group. And that's kind of how I got my journey started. But rewind real quick, you know, I started drinking early. I started drinking at about 9 years old. The babysitter used to give me a beer, and I used to watch cartoons. And then fast forward throughout my whole life, things started going on. I was living with my mom in Colorado, and about 28, 29 years old, I was still drinking beer, watching cartoons. And I was... And that baffled me. That baffled me. And I was like, "What happened? What happened? How'd I get here?" And I was. It was the Looney Tunes. You know, I love the Looney Tunes still to this day. And, you know, I to this day, throughout my recovery, I still figured myself as the coyote. You know, I couldn't do anything right. You know, the Acme products I was always using, getting blown up. But what happened was I realized that I never grew up. You know, I never grew up. And I learned about arrested development. And I learned that the day I started drinking and using was the day I stopped growing emotionally. And so basically I was, you know, a 31-year-old, 8-year-old, scared of everything, fearful of everything, and didn't want to live. You know, I didn't want to live. It was jails, institutions, or death for me, and I was on that death part of it. And I came into Alcoholics Anonymous not wanting to live. And realized real quick that it wasn't that I didn't want to live, it's just I didn't know how to live. I didn't know how to live life on life's terms. I didn't know how to be an adult. I didn't know how to put down the drink. I didn't know how to do relationships. Basically, it was that demoralization that the book talks about where I just couldn't do nothing right in my life. And so what happened was I walked into the rooms. I decided to trust a couple men in my life, and there was three of them. And they were my mentors till this day. One had passed away. But I picked one of them to be my sponsor, and he took me through the steps. And I read that book. He told me to read the first 164 pages of the book. It's the meat and potatoes of this program. And I believe that. And he told me to do these steps, and I did these steps thoroughly, and by doing all 12 steps in order, I had a spiritual awakening, and I have a relationship with God today who is so amazing, and that's what keeps me clean and sober. And I've been doing this thing as December 23rd of 2013, and I don't plan on stopping. I have a couple buddies that call me the one-hit wonder because I came in. This is the first time I ever tried recovery, and I got this thing. And but it was only because I took suggestions, you know. I took suggestions in this big book study that I was told to get into, where I kept hearing that, all the time, relapse is part of my story in all these rooms. And it was almost hurt it to the point where I was like, wow, if they can do it and come back, maybe I can. But I realized in that big book study, they told me, they said, hey, you may not have another recovery in you. And he told me, he had 12 years at that time. He said, I never went back out. I came in and I kept doing this thing. And that's where I learned that relapse didn't have to be a part of my story, all because of a simple suggestion. And so I did what was told of me. I was told to come to meetings. I was told to get into that book. I was told to do these steps. I was told to, and after doing these steps, I was told to continue to preach the message and help the next alcoholic. And, you know, I got about 5 sponsees who drive the crazy out of me. And, you know, because, you know, 2 of them come to me, the other 3 I'm chasing around. And it's just, it's what a blessing. What a blessing to come in this far. And, you know, I have peace and serenity in my life today. And, you know, I got all the material things that come with the program, and it's a direct result of working the programs of Alcoholics Anonymous. You know, I got the job, you know, which was really hard to get. Then I got a better job and an even better job, and then I got the place, and I got the cars, and I got the relationships that I still don't know how to do well yet, but I'm working on those. And then I got the bills, which are crazy, and I'm wondering if there's any way that adulting has like a return policy. And maybe if I could just return it, because I'm kind of done adulting. But I realized, I didn't realize how much work being an adult actually is until I got clean and sober. And but it's fun. It is fun. It's a lot of fun. And, you know, I owe it all to this program. This program is simply amazing, and it works if you work it. And I want to welcome the newcomers. I forgot to welcome the newcomers. They are the most important person in this room. And the book says it's a miracle you don't want to miss when you watch a newcomer's eyes light up, or they start getting it, you know, and they start making these meetings, or someone gets a year. I watched that man come in just like me. He had 2 bags of clothes in his hands when he started there in El Cajon, and now he's taken 1 year, and that's amazing. You know, then I'm going to end with this. I heard someone speaking the other day at a meeting, and she was saying something about, why can't I just be normal? You know, why can't I just be normal? Why do I have to be an alcoholic? Why do I have to be an addict? Why do I have to live this way? And, you know, I didn't know what to say, but somehow I got up and spoke. And every time I get up and speak, or I do anything, or I try to preach to someone on the street, or I do whatever I can, I always ask for God's intervention to help me with the words. And what happened that day was amazing. It was, he had me speak of the caterpillar, and how the caterpillar is the one creature that goes to that transformation. You know what I mean? It's the birds don't get it, the bees don't get it. It's the one creature that has to get so wrapped up in what he's doing to transform, to become a butterfly. And it's the same thing with the alcoholic and the addicts. You know, we're not normal because we get a chance to be beautiful. We get a chance to be courageous and bold. We get a chance to get wrapped up and then come out and transform. Normal people don't get to do that. You know, normal people don't get to do that. We get the privilege, I guess you would say, to become better than who we were, you know. And I think it's just it's a blessing. And there was one more thing, is that what I do is every morning when I wake up, I ask God to keep me clean and sober. I ask him to remove me of any selfish motives I have for that day. And I ask his will, not mine, be done, because I don't know how to do this thing, you know. And then at night, I lay my head down, and I thank him for doing so. And I've been doing that for a long time. So, you know, I say it all the time, is I thank God for AA, and I thank AA for God, because when I put those 2 things together, a miracle happened for me. So thank you, guys. Thank you.